Welcome to Tiger Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the California Angels and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the California Angels. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Rick Miller. Batting second. The DH, Rod Carew. Batting third. The third baseman, Carney Lansford. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Don Baylor. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Jason Thompson. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Bobby Grich. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Larry Harlow. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Freddie Patek. Batting ninth. The catcher, Dan Whitmer. Pitching for the California Angels, Don Oss. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Rick Peters. Batting second. The shortstop, Alan Trammell. Batting third. The DH, Steve Kemp. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Richie Hebner. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Champ Summers. Batting sixth. The catcher, Lance Parrish. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Al Cowens. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Tom Brookins. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Lou Whitaker. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Milt Wilcox. And now, play ball. Rick Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is called out on strikes. One out. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Peters. Lansford reaches second base with a double. Carew goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Angels. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor strikes out. Two outs. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is walked intentionally. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Hebner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Angels 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Rick Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Peters moves to second. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp takes first base on ball 4. Peters moves to third. Trammell moves to second. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner hits a line drive into right field. Harlow picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Harlow. Peters scores. Trammell scores. Kemp moves to third. It's 2-1, Tigers. Dave Lemonchick now pitching. Champ Summers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summers hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kemp scores. Hebner moves to second. It's 3-1, Tigers. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish hits a fly ball into right field. Harlow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Hebner moves to third. One out. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hebner scores. Summers moves to second. It's 4-1, Tigers. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins takes first base on ball 4. Summers moves to third. Cowens moves to second. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Baylor. Whitaker reaches second base with a double. Baylor throws the ball into Lansford, who tags Whitaker trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Summers scores. Cowens scores. Brookins goes all the way around to score. Two outs. It's 7-1, Tigers. Rick Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Peters takes first base on ball 4. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Trammell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lansford fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the Angels 1. The Angels will come to bat. Larry Harlow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harlow hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek bunts towards the mound. Wilcox fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Dan Whitmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitmer hits a fly ball into right field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rick Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0-for-1 in the game. Miller hits a fly ball into left field. Summers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the Angels 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Kemp hits a ball on the ground towards short. Patek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Hebner hits a fly ball into left field. Baylor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Champ Summers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summers is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Summers hits a fly ball into left field. Baylor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the Angels 1. The Angels will come to bat. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Carew hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Lansford hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. There goes Carew trying to get to third. Cowens throws the ball into Brookins, who tags Carew for the out. One out. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0-for-1 in the game. Baylor hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Peters. Baylor reaches second base with a double. Lansford goes all the way around to score. It's 7-2, Tigers. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Thompson hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Parrish settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich is 0-for-1 in the game. Grich hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Baylor scores. It's 7-3, Tigers. Larry Harlow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harlow is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Harlow hits a line drive towards short. Trammell reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the Angels 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0 for 1 in the game. Parrish strikes out. 1 out. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Cowens hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Harlow. Cowens reaches second base with a double. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Brookins hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cowens moves to third. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Brookins. The throw from Whitmer and he is safe. Brookins steals second. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Whitaker hits a fly ball into left field. Baylor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Cowens tags and scores. 2 outs. It's 8-3, Tigers. Rick Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Peters hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lemonchick fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 8, and the Angels 3. The Angels will come to bat. Freddy Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 0 for 1 in the game. Patek hits a fly ball into right field. Cowens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Dan Whitmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitmer is 0 for 1 in the game. Whitmer hits a fly ball into left field. Summers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Rick Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0 for 2 in the game. Miller hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Carew hits a fly ball into left field. Summers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 8, and the Angels 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Trammell hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Baylor. Trammell reaches second base with a double. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Kemp hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Miller who is chasing the ball. Kemp reaches third base with a triple. Trammell scores. It's 9-3, Tigers. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Hebner takes first base on ball 4. John Montague now pitching. Champ Summers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summers is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Summers hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kemp scores. Hebner moves to second. It's 10-3, Tigers. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0 for 2 in the game. Parrish hits a fly ball into center field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Cowens hits a pop-up towards short. Patek settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Brookins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Patek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 10, and the Angels 3. The Angels will come to bat. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Lansford hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 10-4, Tigers. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Baylor hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 10-5, Tigers. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Grich hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Will Cox fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Larry Harlow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harlow is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Harlow hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 0-for-2 in the game. Patek hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Will Cox fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 10, and the Angels 5. The Tigers will come to bat. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 4 RBIs. Whitaker hits a fly ball into left field. Baylor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Peters hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Montague fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Trammell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got one RBI. Kemp hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 12-5, Tigers. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Hebner takes first base on ball 4. Champ Summers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summers is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Summers hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thompson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Summers for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 12, and the Angels 5. The Angels will come to bat. Dave Roseman now pitching. Tim Corcoran now playing first base. Dan Whitmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitmer is 0-for-2 in the game. Whitmer is called out on strikes. One out. Rick Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Carew hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford is 3-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Lansford hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Whitaker fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 12, and the Angels 5. The Tigers will come to bat. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0-for-3 in the game. Parrish hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lansford fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Cowens hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Miller. Cowens reaches second base with a double. Parrish moves to third. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Brookins hits a fly ball into right field. Harlow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Parrish tags and scores. One out. It's 13-5, Tigers. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got four RBIs. Whitaker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Patek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Cowens moves to third. Two outs. Rick Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Peters hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gritch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 13, and the Angels 5. The Angels will come to bat. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Baylor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Thompson takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Gritch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gritch is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Gritch takes first base on ball 4. Thompson moves to second. Larry Harlow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harlow is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Harlow is called out on strikes. Two outs. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 0-for-3 in the game. Patek hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 13, and the Angels 5. The Tigers will come to bat. Ed Halicki now pitching. Bobby Clark now playing center field. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a double. Trammell hits a fly ball into left field. Baylor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 2-for-3 in the game, with a triple, a home run, and a walk. He's got three RBIs. Kemp hits a ball on the ground towards short. Patek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tim Corcoran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Corcoran hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thompson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Corcoran for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 13, and the Angels 5. The Angels will come to bat. Dickey Thon pinch hits for Dan Whitmer. Dickey Thon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brookins fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brookins fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles. Carew hits a ball on the ground towards first. Corcoran scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Carew for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 13, and the Angels 5. The Tigers will come to bat. Stan Clyburn now catching. Champ Summers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summers is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Summers hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Clark who is chasing the ball. Summers reaches third base with a triple. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Parrish hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lansford fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 3-for-4 in the game, with a single and 2 doubles. He's got 1 RBI. Cowens hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Summers scores. It's 14-5, Tigers. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Brookins hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Baylor. Brookins reaches second base with a double. Baylor throws the ball into Lansford who tags Brookins trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Cowens goes all the way around to score. Two outs. It's 15-5, Tigers. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 4 RBIs. Whitaker hits a fly ball into right field. Harlow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 15, and the Angels 5. The Angels will come to bat. Jim Lentine now playing left field. Duffy Dyer now catching. Dave Stegman now playing right field. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford is 3-for-4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Lansford hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Lentine. Lansford reaches second base with a double. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Lansford moves to third. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 2-for-4 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Baylor hits a fly ball into left field. Lentine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-2 in the game. With 2 walks. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Corcoran scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Thompson for the out. Lansford scores. 2 outs. It's 15-6, Tigers. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Grich hits a fly ball into left field. Lentine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 15, and California Angels, 6. Goodbye from Tiger Stadium in Detroit.